Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
My wife and I started our ranch up the hard way.
That's Tom Sidwell, who along with wife Mimi raised direct market grass-fed beef at their ranch near Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Our operation, we sell grass-fed beef direct to consumers. So this is all natural, antibiotic-free, hormone-free. It's a niche market, and it's a growing market, so the economics is actually better than conventional. And, you know, we talk about the Santa Fe and Albuquerque people and the environmentalists there. We're fighting them on one hand, but then we sell them beef on the other hand.
Sidwell, also president of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association based in Albuquerque.
I'm a native of New Mexico. I grew up in Lincoln County, Billy the Kid country, Smokey the Bear country. My ancestors came from Texas, and a lot of the early day ranchers, so to speak, here in this state are descended from Texans who were basically on the run from Texas. So,
Sidwell says consumer demand swayed him to raise grass-fed beef under a holistic grazing operation.
We run Corriente cattle. Our cows are Corriente, and we put Charolais and Angus bulls on them. So the Charolais and Angus add the bone and the muscling. We sell these animals at about 17 months of age. They will average around 1,000 pounds. Just straight off of grass, and for a half Corriente animal, that's pretty phenomenal. But we also manage our ranch under an intensive grazing operation, so we're constantly moving the animals, and they're constantly on fresh grass, higher nutrition.
Sidwell says business is good when you listen to the consumer.
Well, Corrientes are, they're hardy. They can use the country a whole lot better. They're smaller cattle, so they're more adapted to a semi-arid area. And also the customers, we listen to the customers. They want smaller portions. They don't want a steak that falls off the plate. They want the lean beef. And so Charolais also is a lean beef. But it will add enough seam fat to make it an appealing product.
And that's Tom Sidwell from New Mexico. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh with an update on what's happening in our nation's capital.
Well, Bill, you know those non-ag politicians in Washington, D.C., they don't understand much at all about the cattle industry, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is doing something about it.
Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats.
That's Danielle Beck. She's head of government affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Speaking about educating Congress, especially those who do not represent anything in ag.
Educating members of Congress who perhaps do not represent agricultural areas that may not have much ag production in their district. Ag is still very important to them because ultimately everyone eats and everyone needs to have and deserves food on their table. But bridging that gap and building connections with those individuals, we have a lot of educating to do. There's also a lot of turnover on Capitol Hill. Staff are very young. They may not come from a producer background. And so we are constantly in the business of educating.
In more news, well, of course, every steak has a story and every glass of milk has a narrative. From farm to gate to dinner plate, Katie Kemp is with Cattle Tales.
So Cattle Tales is a digital online community, and it's a way for everybody to share their story. It's not just for cattle raisers. Everybody has a role in the industry, and whether you're a bootmaker and you work with leather, whether you're an ice cream maker, a dairy farmer, a rancher, a pen rider in a feedlot, cattle impact your life. And Cattle Tales is a hashtag that lives on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's a way for you to share those stories and connect with the public and connect with people who have questions who might not realize the true depth of how cattle impact their lives, and that it's not just ranchers, it's not just dairy farmers, it's everybody. We want to make that connection with people. And here's your neighbor. He lives next to you. He goes to the store and he buys his steak and his dairy from the store just like you do. He doesn't live on a ranch. But in the morning he gets up and he goes to work in the industry. And so he's supported by cattle, but he lives just like you. And it's making those connections online and sharing the stories so people realize the impact that cattle have.
Again, that's Katie Kemp with Cattle Tales. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.